Sermons, We Walk in Expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Good morning, God. Good morning, Father, this morning. Good morning, Son, and good morning, Holy Spirit. This morning, God, we come before your presence, O Lord, asking you to allow us, O God, at your throne, O Lord, this morning. Allow us, God, to come where we know there's mercy, to come where we know there's grace, God. And we ask you as we approach you, O Father, that you would look upon us, O Lord, with forgiving eyes. Forgive us of our sins or our wrongdoings, O God, our mishaps, O God. And those things that we may have done, O God, that were not pleasing to you or in your sight. We pray this morning, God, in a grateful way, God. Believing and knowing, O God, that you are everything to us. You have been everything and will continue to be everything, God. That even in the midst of our trials, our tribulations, our heartbreaks, God, our downfalls, Father, in those times of bereavement, oh God, when loved ones have left from this earth, oh God, we're grateful. Because we know great is your faithfulness, O Lord of mercies. And we thank you because this morning is another morning. New mercies we've seen, O God. We ask you, God, to touch, to heal, and deliver those, O God, who are struggling, who need to hear a word from you, God. And we ask you to anoint this word this morning, O God, to lift up hearts and minds, O God. The people need to be lifted up, Father. And we ask you, O God, to make them realize, O God, that it's just a temporary separation, God. A temporary separation, God. But we thank you, Lord, that we won't be separated from you. We give you glory this morning, honor and praise. And this morning we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. This morning we say glory to the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, this morning, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's the network, y'all. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You telling me I'm live this morning. You can see me, Elder. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. We pray that you stay with us, stick with us. Amen. Stick with us this morning. Amen. We bless the Lord. Oh, our soul and all that is within us, we bless his holy name this morning, for he has done great things. He has done wonderful things. God has done mighty, mighty things this morning. And he is the great I am this morning. He is God who sees all and he knows all this morning. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, God wants us to just remember that he is God. He is in control. And we know that as we've been going through the last days and the last weeks, it seems like the last months, and dealing with COVID-19 and dealing with so many things going on around us. So many things going on around us. We know that death has been so prevalent lately that so many have lost loved ones, amen, and not sure what's going on, amen. We know that as sure as we are born, we're going to die. We know that these things are coming, but it doesn't make it easier when it happens in our family. It doesn't make it comforting when it's our friends and our loved ones, amen. And this morning, we just want to remind you that it's just a temporary separation. Amen. This thing is temporary. Praise God. This thing is a temporary separation, Lord. Thank you, God. A temporary separation. So this morning, we say to you, temporarily separated. And we have some portions of scripture that we want to share. And one of them is one that most of us know. And we know it because we were made to recite it as children. We learned it and we tied it around the strings of our hearts. And I dare to say that many of our younger people don't know this scripture the way we know this scripture. Psalms 23, a psalm of David. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff," it says, "they comfort me." My God. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord," it says, "forever." My God. Psalms 23. And we're going to use some scriptures from Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're going to reference them often so that you can write them down if you need to. But just remember, that was Psalms 23 in its entirety. Romans, the 8th chapter. The 8th chapter, the 1st through the 2nd verses. And from Romans, the 8th chapter, we're using the ESV version, English Standard Version. We also have from that 8th chapter, the 26th through the 28th verses, the 31st verse, and the 38th through the 39th verses. Amen. Temporarily separated. When we talk about something temporary, it means it's limited. Amen. There's a limited time period on it. It's something that's not permanent. So even when we think about temporary, we think about the fact that this life that we're living now is temporary. We think about things such as warranties. We have temporary warranties that we get on items that we may purchase, be it cars or homes even, appliances, and we purchase things. And they said, "We're going to give you a temporary warranty." They're not going to give you a permanent warranty. They're not going to tell you that this thing is going to last always, you see. They're not going to tell you that it's going to be forever in a day that you're able to use it, amen? So they give you a temporary warranty. So if something goes wrong, you're able to return it just during that temporary period. So see, temporary means for a limited time. It's not permanent. And when we talk about being separated, separated is a cause to move or be apart. Things are not together. Amen. You may be separated in different ways. You may be separated physically. You may be separated from someone emotionally. Let's say that you've been married for 42 years and God forbid you go through a divorce. That's a separation. Amen. If you've been married for a year and you go through a divorce, then you what you've done now is you've taken that temporary relationship and you've turned it into something permanent. You permanently separate yourselves. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God has some things for us that are not temporary. He has some things that are permanent for us. Amen. But when we talk about being temporarily separated and we talk about the deaths that we've been dealing with and the sicknesses and the emotions that are going on right now, come on, God. We're talking about people struggling. We're talking about people having a hard time dealing with those separations. Amen. And so when we look at being temporarily separated, thank you, Lord. Let me put my glasses on. I might be able to pay a little more attention. Amen. I'm going to put my glasses on this morning. But temporarily separated. I want that to stick with you this morning. But David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Temporarily separated. Think about that. Temporarily for a short time being apart or away. He says, I shall not want. He says he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He, God, restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. I'm going to stay on that third verse for just a moment. It says the Lord restoreth my soul. So in order for him to restore my soul, that means my soul has been temporarily separated. Now, when God restores my soul and he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, then that thing becomes permanent, you see. You see, sin temporarily separated us from God. Sin was that thing that temporarily set us away from God. But then God sent his son, you see, to cause us to be rebonded to him, to be reunited with him, to be brought back to him. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And it goes on to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that temporary thing, death is temporary, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Let me tell you that if you're dealing with a separation from a loved one, that it's temporary. Amen. If you're dealing with that separation, that feeling of anxiety, it's even temporary. That feeling of listlessness and feeling lost, it's temporary. Let me just go here for a moment. Sometimes I have to get to a place when I'm going through some things or dealing with losses or things of that nature. I have to say, God, shape me. Shake me, Lord. Please shake me. I have to ask him, God, remind me. Please, Lord, remind me that you know what's best for me. And that's what I want to give you this morning. When you're dealing with these temporary losses, these temporary issues, you need to ask God, shake me, please, Lord. Remind me, Lord, that you know what's best for me. Though this situation has me feeling at my lowest, that you, God, know what's best for me. Come on, God. You see, sometimes we forget. We do. I do sometimes in the midst of going through things that God truly knows what's best for us. Many of us ask these questions. Where is God when you lose someone precious to you? Will I ever be made whole again, God? Will this pain of separation go away? God, how am I going to be able to go on? And those are some of the questions we ask when we've been temporarily separated. Sometimes we forget again that God knows what's best for us. We forget that he knows the plans he had for us or the plans that he had for that loved one's life. That one that he has chosen now to take from this earth. Thank you, God. So sometimes even when our feelings get hurt and we get inside our own feelings, we get angry with God. We get angry with the situation. We get angry with the things going on around us. When things don't happen for us that we think they should go the way they should, or maybe they don't happen fast enough, we've been waiting for that healing. We were praying hard, God, that my sister would be healed. We've been praying hard, God, that my father or my mother would be healed. We've been praying hard, God, that you wouldn't take our aunt or our uncle. Don't take my child, Lord. Don't take my grandchild, Lord. We've been praying hard, and we've been walking by faith, not by sight. We've been believing God to do what God is going to do. We pray, let your will be done. And sometimes his will causes a separation, even in our spirit, that we don't want to understand. We don't want to deal with it, but it's temporary separation. Separations take place. Let me just talk for a moment. In many ways in our lives, we're separated temporarily, not even thinking about it. On a day-to-day basis, we're separated. If we could think of many different ways this morning that cause temporary separation. Because remember, to separate means to be apart, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, but it means to be apart, not attached at that moment. Come on. So different ways that we can think of. If I walk out of the room you're in, I've caused a separation. If my child goes outside to play, there's a separation. Come on. Because we're not immediately in each other's presence. When our children leave home to go to school each day, or when I leave my home to go to my job each day, our children grow up and they move out. They go off to college, separation. We leave our hometown or our family and we go on vacation, separation. Maybe we went to visit a friend or family member, but we moved away from what we were attached to. So there's a temporary separation. We take a trip. We may go out shopping, whether it's groceries, at the mall, whatever we're doing, going to shop for things for the home, but we separate ourselves from where we are. So there are temporary separations. Some of us may leave our loved ones and go for gym or exercise. Separation. Maybe I need some me time. I go to a movie or out to dinner. I need some separation. Maybe I leave home for an appointment, go into a surgery. Someone goes into surgery. That's a temporary separation. And there you are in the waiting room, waiting and anticipating what the end is going to be, what the outcome is going to bring. Is it going to be successful? In the meantime, you're praying, Lord, please keep my loved one. So what happens when that temporary separation into surgery becomes even more of a separation if they don't come out? Lord God, someone in our family is admitted to a facility, maybe a hospital stay, nursing home, mental health facility. A child in our family is removed and put into a children's home. Becomes a ward of the state, separation. I have to take my children and run to a battered woman's shelter, separation. Whatever the reason, at some point in time in our lives, we all go through some type of temporary separation. We're temporarily separated. But when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us, we understand that even that temporary separation that we think is permanent because it's permanent here on earth, that divorce causes a permanent destruction of a relationship of over 50 years. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, my baby dies at 6 months. In the name of Jesus. There is a permanent separation that we feel, but God wants us to know it's still a temporary separation in your spirit. Romans 8, 1 through 2 says this, that there is life in the spirit. And it says this, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. You see, we may have that temporary separation because sin brought a temporary separation. Thank you, Lord, that God had to bring back together. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When you are in Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So all of those things that we just listed, all of those things that have happened because of sin that have made us feel like some things have died, some of our separations, the death of my marriage, the death of my job, the death of my relationship, the death of my loved one, the law of sin and death cannot hold you bound, because Christ has set you free from that. Romans 8, 26 through 28 says this. It says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. I've got to read that again. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. When that separation causes you to be weak, understand this. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. We become weak. Sometimes we don't know how to pray. We don't know what to ask God. This thing hurts so badly, Father. It says, but the Spirit himself will intercede for us with groanings, my God, too deep for words. And he who searches hearts, that's that 27th verse of Romans 8, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. God has already willed that the Holy Spirit will intercede for you during that separation. Oh my God. And we know, 28, that for those who love God, all things, not some, not a few, all things, every separation you've dealt with, every separation you've gone through, all of them work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. So go ahead and push through the pain, sister. Hold on a little while longer, daughter. Trust God the more, Father. Give it up to him, son. Understand, we know that for those who God love, who love God, all things work together for good of them that love the Lord and are called according to God's purpose. So when that temporary separation happens, know that if you love God, that thing is working together for your good. I can talk to somebody out there who's already gone through a divorce. You thought it was the worst time and the worst thing in your life. But look at you today. Look at how God brought you up. Look at how God brought you out. You thought that that was the worst thing when that man or woman cheated on you. But look at how God has fixed it. He has changed it. He has caused it to cause you to be stronger. And now you're ready for that new marriage. You're ready for that relationship ordained by him. Come on, God, you know, I need to throw this in here, because many times we stand before the preachers, we stand in the courthouse, and we hear these words, what God has brought together, let no man put asunder. We need to make sure that God has brought that relationship together. Amen. That's just a little sidebar for you. Make sure that you consult God before you say I do. Amen. Temporary separations. Romans 8, 31 says this. See, when that love runs out, that temporary separation of love, that temporary love runs out, it says this in Romans 8 and 31. It reminds us that God's love is everlasting. It says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Not any of those separations. When my child leaves home to go to school, I'm praying, God, bring my child back. When I leave home to go to that doctor's appointment, God, bring me back home safely, God. Let it be a temporary separation so we can come back together, God, so we can witness for you. This COVID-19, this is a temporary separation, y'all. It's not permanent, because God is the only thing that's permanent. In the name of Jesus, we're not going to declare and we're not going to decree that this thing is going to hold us and hold us and hold us, but we're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. plan. We're going to wait and see what the end is going to be. And only God can declare and decree that it's a permanent fix. Only God. We can't. Fauci can't. President Trump can't. China can't. Nobody can say when this thing is going to lift but God. So I'm going to count it joy that I know a God who he works in temporary separations. But he will cause those temporary things to cause my life to be permanent in such a manner. It says, Romans 8, 38 through 39, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth. This is one of my favorite scriptures here, y'all. Nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The temporary separation can't set in with us for God. I am assured, I say, neither death nor life. When your loved one is gone on, it's temporary. It's a temporary separation. But even when that happens, it can't separate you from the love of God. God is. God always has been. And God always will be. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. Come on, Jesus. God shake me when I feel myself going down. When I feel the pressures of this thing worrying me. I haven't seen my family in a while, God. COVID-19 has us on lockdown. Temporary separation, I tell you. Thank you, Lord. Some of us are being strategic now. Coming up with ways to be with our loved ones. Temporary separation, God. Nor height, nor depth, nor anything else. That means height. Oh, my God. No matter how high the mountains are. No matter how deep the valleys go, nor the sea, in nor anything in all nothing in all creation, not that mishap of a relationship, not that unfaithful husband or wife, not that disrespectful or disobedient child, not that job that cut me short. Oh my God, nothing in creation, all creation. Nothing in all, not that man or woman in office, not our leaders in Congress, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And because he loves me, he feels my pain. Because he loves me, he understands my loss. Because he loves me, he understands that I'm going through. Because he loves us, y'all. Come on. My family has lost somebody month after month after month. Somebody can relate to that. I just buried my father. Now I'm burying my mother. I just buried my grandchild. Now I'm burying my sister. I just buried my cousin. There is so much going on, but I'm here to tell you it's temporary separation. God, shake me right now, please. Remind me that you know what's best for me. That's what we've got to look in the mirror sometimes. We got to shake each other. Family members rally around each other. Shake us, Lord. Remind us. You knew what was best for mama. You knew what was best for daughter. You knew what was best for my child, God. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes because of our hurt, we forget that God knows what's best for us. Separations, oh God. Separations. Our loved ones leave in many ways. Sometimes they walk away, or sometimes they sleep away. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. I recently lost a very dear sister and friend of mine. We had so many plans. We sat down the last couple of months that she was here, and we just talked about all the things we were going to do. We came together and social distanced, had our mask on, but we were still planning. We were going to do this. We were going to do that. She got me excited about working on some unfinished products and projects. She helped me plan the rest of my life. She got me into a community social club because I expressed to her I wanted to be able to do more work in the community beyond the church. She talked me into a whole lot, working on my future. She set me right on up so that yesterday, August 1st, 2020, was my official day of retirement. She walked me through all of my steps. I give God glory. Y'all can give God glory with me. After 30 years, she said, "It's time, sister. You need to come on home. You need to spend time with your husband. You need to do all these things you've been wanting to do and you started and you didn't finish." And then she turned around and left me. 1 week after our last meeting, she left me. In all of my pain, what I had to realize in this temporary separation from her, that even in my pain, that she had a mother, a son, a brother, a fiance who were feeling more than I could possibly feel. And I had to say, "Lord, shake me. Remind me, God, that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us, that this thing is temporary. So when you think you're going through, you're not going through, somebody else going through. You got to ask God to shake you, my God. Remind me, God, you know what's best for us. You knew what was best for Kimmy. You know what's best for us. You know what's best for us. You know what's best for her mother, for her son, for her brother, for her fiance. You know what's best. All the plans we made, her and her fiance made more plans than I could ever imagine making. But God knows what's best. He knows. He knows in all of our pain. He knows. He realizes that we hurt. He realizes that we're hurting. But while we are hurting, I encourage you, saints of God, to know that somebody else is going through more pain than you. Somebody else's family is dealing with more than you are dealing with. Your family might be struggling right now, but somebody else's family is struggling more. Pray for those people. My God, these temporary separations, they try to set us up to set us down. But God says it's temporary. It's temporary. My God, it's temporary. For I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers. Listen to that, the angels in high places. The rulers, come on, God, nor things present, what is going on right now, the deaths around us, the sickness around us, COVID-19, coronavirus, heart attacks, heart failure, cancers, oh my God, nothing, no things present, what you're dealing with now or what you're going to deal with in the future, no powers, no height, nor death or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Though you're hurting, though you're going through, though you're feeling some kind of way, know this, that you've not been separated from God's love. God still loves you. God is taking care of you. God is seeing about you. My sister's life was fulfilled through God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. She did all the work that she needed to do. She set me up. She set others up to continue the work that God started in her. He that has begun a good thing in you, oh my God, he's going to continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. It may not be done through you, but it may be done through somebody else, my God. So what we've got to do is put on the whole armor of God. We've got to be ready for warfare, my God, from the things that's separating us, from the things that's trying to hold us bound. We got to be ready. We got to be sure and very sure that our anchor holds, and it grips the solid rock. Old song, it says that rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. That rock is Jesus, the only one. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. So we've got to do what we've got to do. We got to hold fast. We got to stand fast and remember these things right here. The very things that we do, we got to remember God loves us. And we got to remember to love on God. And we love on him by continuing to sacrifice, continue to do what he asks us to do. I'm going to leave you with these scriptures. Hebrews 13th chapter, the first through the sixth verses. Because even during these temporary separations, however they come, whether we feel they're favorable, thank you, Holy Spirit, or not favorable to us, thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Whatever we're feeling about it, we've got to continue to love because he loves us. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So we've got to be able to continue to love. Hebrews 13th chapter, the first through the sixth verses says this. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled. For God will judge the sexually immoral and the adulterous. Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. And I said all that, or shared all that to share this right here. For he has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. You see, those temporary separations can't separate us from God. Our temporary mistakes, our temporary sin cannot separate us from God's love. Even when we mess up, even when we go astray, even when we do wrong, his love for us does not stop. And that sixth verse says, so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And I say with that this morning, what can a temporary separation do to me? It can't separate me from the love of God, nor the love of Jesus Christ. It can't cause me not to be saved, not to be made whole. I know when you lose a part of yourself, you feel like it's over, but I'm here to tell you that it's a temporary loss. It's not going to last forever. It's going to come a time when you're not going to feel pain anymore. There's going to come a time, he says, he's going to wipe away every tear from our eyes. There's going to be a time when everything we know, everything we feel, will be about rejoicing in the Lord. And I say again, rejoice. So you hold fast. You stand fast. You continue to trust God. Continue to believe God. For those of you who have lost loved ones during this time that is already hard, it seems like you're not going to make it. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus for every family that's dealing with any type of separation anxiety. Many have lost loved ones, but God, there are still some who are alive and well, but they're separated physically and they don't know how to do it, how to handle it. God, let them know that they may be alone in their home, but they're never left alone, God, because the Holy Spirit interceding for us is right there, oh God, that angels have been set up, God, to keep our company, to comfort us in time of sorrow, to lift us up when our heads are hung down, God. We give you glory this morning, Father. We give you honor and we give you praise and we love you the more, God, for being who you are and especially how you are with us. We say amen this morning. And we say amen. Amen. Wherever you are, give God a praise at this time. It's a temporary separation, guys. It's not permanent. It won't last forever. This world is temporary. It's not permanent. It won't last forever. But we got to make sure that we're on the right side, that we're on God's side. He says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And God says, if you think it evil to serve me, so be it. Don't serve me then. But I implore you that you want to serve God. You want to be a part of what he has got going on, because he's got it all in his hands. Amen. This morning, we implore you, if you're there, you're listening, you're watching, you're hearing, we need you to give your life to Christ at this time. We need you to pray this prayer of salvation so that you will know and be sure and very sure that your temporary separation, when you close your eyes for the last time in this world, your temporary separation is setting you up for him to call you up. Amen. And not setting you up to be put down in the pits of hell for eternity. Amen. Amen. Pray this prayer with us. Father, we thank you. And we give our life to you this morning. We confess with our mouth this morning. And we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, oh God, was crucified, but raised from the grave, oh Lord. Lord God, that we might be forgiven of our sins, oh God, and that we might, oh God, have a right to the tree of life, eternal life with you, God. We confess, oh God, and we believe that we are saved, we are sanctified, and we will be Holy Ghost filled. In Jesus' name, we say amen this morning. Thank you, God. We offer you an opportunity to join us here at Rhema. If you'd like to join us, become a part of us, inbox us, let us know. Go to our website. You can leave us a message there. Let us know. Let us know if you desire to become a part of Rhema. But we believe in our covenant partners, our membership as well. And we ask in the name of Jesus this morning that you consider all things about God and who he is. Here at Rhema, we believe in God. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in Jesus Christ. We do. And we live in excellence that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Here at Rhema, we believe all things that God says about us and nothing that the world would imply. Amen. Amen. This morning we ask that if you desire that you would share with us monetary, that you would share your offerings. Amen. If you'd like to give a donation, we ask at this time that you go to RhemaCFChurch.com, that you click on the donate button, and that you would share with us. You're able to share via PayPal or via credit card. And we ask that any offering that you give, whatever amount, that you know that it's going for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. And that is the mission that God gave us, to empower the people of God through excellence, through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. Amen. We say good morning to you. God bless. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Until next time, we pray that you remember that every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Reach out to those who have lost loved ones. Encourage them and employ them to hold on just a little while longer. Amen and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonneville Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45.